In the Kansas City-Seattle game, Seattle threatening again in the ninth inning. Seattle leading Kansas City in the ninth. Seattle 4 and the Royals 1. In Minneapolis-St. Paul, mostly cloudy tonight. Some scattered light showers or sprinkles. An overnight low near 52, becoming mostly sunny tomorrow, rather breezy, and a little cooler with a high near 65. 70 was the high today. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night and Wednesday. The high Wednesday will be about 66. Right now we have a cloudy sky, west wind at 13, 57 degrees.
Number 57, Steve Howe, who was signed earlier this year by the Texas Rangers. Howe, who pitched briefly with the Twins in 1985, was in 13 games for the Twins that year. As you know, he's had substance abuse charges and has been suspended several times from baseball. Here's a bouncing ball down to O'Brien. He throws it to second base, and they force out Puckett. Ken Herbeck, who had walked, double, walked, and singled, forces Puckett at second base from O'Brien to the shortstop Fletcher. Now there are two down, and Gary Guidi coming up. Well, the Rangers this year, Steve Howe, who pitched for a while at their farm club in the Association of Oklahoma City. With Texas, he's 3-3 and has one save. This is his 21st appearance, 31 hits in 26 innings, 6 walks, 18 strikeouts. Gary Guidi, who's flied to left, grounded to short, walked and tapped to third. Gary 0-for-3 in the game. Twins leading 5-3 in the ninth. Howe delivers a fastball swung on, high fly ball to left field. Incavilla is under it out there. Pete Incavilla waits, makes the catch, and the side is out. No runs, one hit, one left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Arlington Stadium. The Twins 5 and the Rangers 3.
Look at this nursery. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We're actually going to have a baby.
Yeah, and I'm going to be a daddy.
Yeah.
I can take him to
Or her,
to the park and to the ball games and to Uncle Melvin's.
Well, maybe to the park and ball games.
Right.
Honey, are you scared?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I got to do responsible things now, like save for college.
And trade the convertible in for a wagon.
That scares me.
No matter what changes occur in your life, one thing will never change. Farmers Insurance Group of Companies will be there. Call your farmer's agent for a friendly review to make sure your family is fully protected. And see for yourself why America can depend on Farmers.
Jay?
Yeah?
You really think I have to get rid of the convertible?
Your farmer's agent in Rush City is Tim McKenney. In Bloomington, it's Maury Miller. In Fridley, call on Bill Hart. And in Anoka County, it's Gary Albrecht. But play it smart, call your nearby eight farmer's agent very soon.
They began their journey full of hope and promise. And just when it seemed they were invincible, their enemies would strike them down. But they persevered, grew stronger, and now, yea, this very minute, destiny awaits them. Sweet, sweet success is within their grasp.
True believers follow the Twins in the Star Tribune. Complete coverage from the first game to the last, whenever that might be.
Hallelujah!
Seattle batting in the ninth inning, a runner on second. Seattle leading Kansas City by a score of 5-1 in the ninth.
Jeff Reardon will come on now to pitch the bottom of the ninth inning. Juan Berenguer did a fine job. He retired all five men to face him. And Jeff Reardon now in his 61st game of the year. He's 8-8 with 30 saves. 77 in the third inning, 69 hits, 27 walks, 81 strikeouts. ERA 4.6. Pete Incavilla, who has singled the left center to drive in a run in the first inning, called out on strikes in the fourth and hit into a 5-4-3 double play in the sixth. He'll be followed by Odubi McDowell and then Gino Petrolli. 5-3, the Twins leading, bottom of the ninth inning. Reardon looking to Laudner for the sign. Incavilla with 27 home runs, 79 RBIs. The pitch by Reardon is swung on and missed, one strike. Nothing in one. Outfield deep and slide it to the left. Jeff Reardon, number 41, has the sign. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-2. Seattle is now leading 5-1 at Kansas City in the top of the ninth. Phil Bradley has knocked in another run, this time with a double. 5-1 Seattle over Kansas City. They're in the top of the ninth at Royal Stadium. 0-2 now to Incavilla. Reardon ready to go, and Incavilla steps out. Gotti at third, Gagne at short, Lombardozzi at second, Herbick at first, Laudner behind the plate, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Still 0-2 to Incavilla. Dan Gladden in left field, Kirby Puckett in center, Tom Bernanski in right. Texas scored three times in the first inning. Lombardozzi hit a three-run homer in the fourth to tie it up. Lombardozzi got a single to put the Twins in the lead in the eighth inning. And the Twins scored their fifth run on a balk by Mitch Williams. Reardon ready to go. Here's the pitch to Incavilla. Curve, ooh, just missed inside. Threw him a breaking ball, just missed inside. One ball, two strikes. Incavilla steps out of the batter's box with McDowell on deck and Petrolli to follow. Here's the set by Jeff Reardon and the 1-2 delivery. Ooh, a fastball. Must have been a shade high. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Two balls and two strikes now to Incavilla. Again, he steps out of the batter's box. Reardon looking to Laudner. Ball two and strike two to Pete Incavilla. Reardon out of the set. Here's the pitch. Swing, foul, back out of play. And the count holds at 2-2 to Incavilla. The Twins three outs away from clinching the Western Division title. Incavilla keeps stepping out. Now he gets back in there with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reardon from the set. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball a little bit high, and now it's a full count. 3-2 to Incavilla. Rangers have had nine hits, but only three since the second inning. As Reardon okays the sign. From the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Incavilla swinging and missing on that fastball from Jeff Reardon. One down in the last half of the ninth inning, and here's McDowell, who has bounced to first, flying to center and bounced to first. Left-handed batting, Otobe McDowell. Well, this game must be running about out for out with the one up in Kansas City. They're in the last of the night now, and the Mariners leading the Royals 5-1. They'll play McDowell just about straight away. And the first pitch is a curve low and inside, ball one. Switch hitting Gino Petrolli on deck. John Gordon has made his way down to the Twins locker room. We'll check in with John here in just a moment. There's a high fastball, 2-0. How you doing down there, John?
Just fine, Herb. Things are quiet right now. Clubhouse man Mike Wallace and his crew, they've prepared the locker room. The bubbly is on ice, and everybody is just pacing right now, anticipation of a Twins Western Division championship. Talk to you right after the game is over.
Okay, thank you, John. Here's the pitch by Reardon, and it's a strike. Fastball over to McDowell. He thought it was high. Two balls and one strike. Reardon looking down for the sign from Laudner. One out, nobody on here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. And Reardon's 2-1 pitch. McDowell on a swing, and he missed. Didn't have a good cut. And it's now two balls and two strikes. He looked like he was rather tentative on that swing. And the count now is 2-2. Jeff Reardon, who this year has struck out 82 batters in 77 and two-thirds innings, now with a 2-2 count to Otobe McDowell. Jeff has the sign from the set, and here's the pitch. High with a fastball. So again, he goes the limit on the count. This time to McDowell with one out, three balls and two strikes. Reardon has the sign from Laudner. From the set, the 3-2 pitch. McDowell swings, hits a little bloop out into left field. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. A little pop fly single to left for McDowell, so the Rangers now will have the tying run at the plate in the person of Gino Petrolli. The switching catcher, he is single to left, reached on an error by Negro and lined to left. Gino Petrolli, who's been playing almost exclusively against right-handed pitching early in the year. He was switch hitting, but now he has gone to hitting strictly from the left side. And the pitch. Curve and a strike called, 0-1. Darryl Porter has come out on deck for Texas with Bouchel, a right-handed batting third baseman, due up. Porter is coming out on deck. 5-3 Twins leading in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive. It is hit to Lombardozzi. Throw to first. Double play. A double play. 4-3. And the 17-year drought for the Twins is over as they clinch the Western Division with this 5-3 victory. And what a fitting ending. Steve Lombardozzi, who drove in four runs tonight, grabbing that line drive off the bat of Gino Petrolli and doubling up Odomi McDowell at first base, the Twins' third double play of the ball game, and the Rangers in the ninth with no runs, one hit, and nobody left, and also a fitting ending with Jeff Reardon getting his 31st save of the year as the Twins, who looked almost a sure thing to clinch it either by their win here or Kansas City's loss. And in what might be a photo finish, the Twins game is finished just ahead of the one in Kansas City, where the Royals are batting in the ninth and trailing Seattle 5-1. The Minnesota Twins, who last year won only 71 games, lost 91. They were 20 games under 500 last year. And the win tonight for the Twins is their 85th of this season, with five games still left to play. The Twins with five runs, nine hits, and one error. Nine left on. The Rangers, three runs, 10 hits, no errors, and six left on. Joe Negro picks up the win, so he's 8-12. Save number 31 for Jeff Reardon in the ballgame tonight. And the loss charged to Jose Guzman, who is now 14-13. While the players still out there around the mound congratulating each other, I think they've already started a little bit of the champagne celebration out behind the pitching mound. Guys had a couple of buckets of something out there they were throwing on each other. And listen to the crowd here. We mentioned we've had a lot of Twins fans here. They give the guys a nice hand as they come back to the third base dugout. John Gordon, are you down there?
Yes, I am, Herb Carneal. I'm in the interview room right now. We're waiting for Tom Kelly. He'll be by, and John Rooney will have an opportunity to talk to him, and then, of course, we'll have an opportunity to talk to all the players and join in on the celebration with the Twins and the Western Division title. We're ready, Herb, so just we'll hold it right here. We'll wait for Tom Kelly, and following that, we'll have an opportunity to talk to Andy McPhail, Jerry Bell, and many of the players that will be here in the locker room joining in on the celebration. Okay, so let's just hold it right here. We'll converse back and forth. We'll have an opportunity, too, Herb, for you to chat with some of the players, because I know you want to talk with them from where you are in your position in the broadcast booth.
Okay, John Gordon, and I'm really surprised at the number of Twins rooters out here at Arlington Stadium tonight. All congregating down over the third base dugout here at Arlington Stadium, as the Twins nail down the Western Division title with a 5-3 victory over the Texas Rangers, and they have done so many times this year. The Twins coming from behind to win this one. They were down 3-0 after the first inning tonight. And Steve Lombardozzi in the fourth inning coming up with two on and two out. Hit a Jose Guzman fastball into the left field seats for his eighth homer to tie it up. And then Lombardozzi coming up in the eighth inning, again with two out, lined a single past first baseman Pete O'Brien to score Ken Herbeck from third base with what proved to be the winning run. So the Twins, who have had, I think, a real good team effort all year long. The big guys, of course, get most of the notoriety, the publicity. People that justifiably get a lot of notoriety. Kirby Puckett in Ken Herbeck, Tom Bernanski, Gary Gaddy, people like that. But tonight, I think, again, so fitting that a fellow like Steve Lombardozzi would certainly emerge as one of the heroes in this game that decided the Western Division for the Twins. Lombardozzi with a career high, tying his career high with four runs batted in the game against the Texas Rangers tonight.
Herber still waiting on Tom Kelly, and he should be in momentarily. Many of the players are coming through right now, and I think it's only fitting that we talk to TK first, so we'll wait for him. He'll be here shortly. He might have an opportunity first to talk to his team. Many of the players are in the clubhouse right now, but we're situated in this interview room, and I think it's best that we wait for TK, and once he gets in here, he's going to have an opportunity to talk to John Rooney. We'll carry that interview. Following that, we'll talk to Jerry Bell, Andy McPhail, many of the other players that all played an integral part in this championship season. Herb, my thoughts right now, and I know, of course, you'd like to express yours, but so many people don't realize the length and duration of a baseball season, the spring training and the start of the year, the wins and losses in April, just as important as the wins and losses in September. And the Twins hoping they could clinch it with a victory, which they did. And it's just great that it came up this way.
Well, that it is. And the Twins seem to have a way of just bouncing back, as they did so many times this year. And also, I remember when the Twins won the pennant in 1965, the only time that we have been in a World Series. They didn't have the playoff system at that time in 1965. But that year, the Twins won 102 games. And the year before, they had only won 79, so they improved their record by 23 games in 1 year back then, and the Twins, who won only 71 games in 1986, already have won 14 more games than that this year. So our congratulations to Tom Kelly and to all the people in the front office with the Minnesota Twins. Of course, we still have a way to go yet. There's that big hurdle of competing in the American League Championship Series with either the Toronto Blue Jays or the Detroit Tigers. And both those clubs, I suppose, were ready for a letdown after their terrific series in Toronto over the weekend. The Brewers beat the Blue Jays tonight 6-4, and the Orioles shut out the Tigers 3-0. So we don't know who's going to be the Twins' opponent in the American League Championship Series as yet. The Tigers, of course, will play the Blue Jays three games at home this weekend, and that could very well tell the story in the American League East. The first two games of the championship series, of course, will be played next week on Wednesday and Thursday at the Metrodome, and the middle three games in
Kelly.
The East. Okay,
Herb,
John.
Okay, we have Tom Kelly, and he's going to be joining John Rooney right now. So just hold the line for just 1 second. Let's hand the microphone here. Joe, hand that microphone.
And on WCCO. And how about your reaction, Skipper?
I'm telling you to back up. Geez, I'm just so happy. I just stood in the dugout and watched the guys out on the field, it's very rewarding.
Tommy, I remember a conversation that we had going down on the winter tour. We were going down to Mankato. You said your goal was to get the program on track to manage well enough to keep your job for next year, and I think you've done that.
Well, I can't do it without good players, and Andy McPhail went out and got me some real good players to work with, and Dick Sutch kept the pitching glued together for us, and the guys played outstanding, and to pick a most valuable player out of our bunch, you can't really do it because all of them have contributed in their way. And I'm just real happy to be part of it and part of the Minnesota Twins organization.
Back when things looked so good coming out of spring training into the regular season, could you imagine anything like this happening in your first year as manager?
More than any man could ever expect to happen in the first year and managing a major league ball club. And I don't know what. I just thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity and Mr. McPhail and Mr. Polad for giving me the confidence to run their ball club. And you can't do it without good players and good pitching, and the guys really responded to our brand of baseball, and they all came through. And you know, you just can't say enough about the guys. They really busted their tails all year for me, and I'm real proud of them.
And it really started when you signed Juan Berenguer and made a great deal getting Reardon over here.
Well, that's all Andy McPhail's doing. He made the trades. He picked up Juan, Gladden. He can go on and on, and they all blended together real well, and the mix was good, and of course, Reardon at the end, you can't ask for anybody better than that. So
congratulations, Tom Kelly. Get on back to the celebration and enjoy it. All right? Tom Kelly,
if we could.
Herb, this is bedlam, I mean to tell you, and of course, we've got a tremendous media blitz here, too, reporters and TV cameras and what have you, so We did hear from Tom Kelly. I might add a very emotional Tom Kelly, which was quite interesting. I think at the beginning of his interview with John Rooney there, almost a time of breaking down for Tom Kelly, which is something we've not seen from him as far as emotion is concerned during the course of this 1987 season. We're kind of stuck in this media room right now. Nobody has been allowed into the clubhouses yet, and I don't think they're going to be allowed for another couple of minutes. So now they're allowed in. So I'm going to turn it back to you for just a second or so. I'll continue to hold the microphone and hear you live, and then I'll be able to get in there and perhaps talk to some of the players and such, okay?
Okay, John, thank All you right. very much. And back here in the broadcast booth atop Arlington Stadium. Again, I think it was a very emotional moment there for Tommy Kelly when it finally registered that the Twins were the Western Division champions. Tommy Kelly, of course, has been kind of a quiet, unheralded fellow throughout his baseball career. He really never made it to the major leagues. He did have a cup of coffee, as they say, one year with the Twins, was up very briefly, but turned to managing as a very young manager in the minor leagues. And did an outstanding job in the minor leagues. He managed there for 5 years, and on three different occasions, Tommy Kelly was named the minor league manager of the year wherever he was managing. And then, of course, came up and I thought was an outstanding third base coach for several years with the Minnesota Twins. And I don't know of a player on the club who wasn't rooting for him to get the managerial job this year.
Herb,
yeah.
I've got Jerry Bell right here, president of the Minnesota Twins. Congratulations.
Oh, John, oh, super.
Congratulations
super.
To you.
I'm sure glad we won it the way we did it. I don't know if that Seattle game was over or not, but I'm glad they didn't put the score up till ours was over.
Okay. Congratulations to you, Jerry. Hey,
Thank you.
The team did a great job, but there's also a team that's involved with the Minnesota Twins off the field, and I know they're to be congratulated here tonight,
You're
too.
Absolutely right. We have one of the best front offices in baseball. All I have to do is get out of their way and let them do their job because they're terrific, they're experienced. They know what they're doing, and they do it well.
Greg Gagne, congratulations.
Thanks, John.
Hey, pal. What are your thoughts?
Oh, but just great.
All right.
I feel like, yep, now we're just going to look forward to playing either Toronto or Detroit.
Okay. Greg Gagne, Howard Fox, Andy McPhail. Come on in here, Andy.
Hey, listen,
we're live right now.
This is absolutely terrific. And I'd like to congratulate Tom Kelly, Jerry Bell, and Andy McPhail. What a job he did with this club. It's just been great.
All right, Andy.
It's been a lot of fun, John. We just hope this is the first of three. We got two more ahead of us.
All right, you're anticipating the championship series now. What are your thoughts? Who do you want to face, Detroit or Toronto?
It doesn't matter. We're just happy we're here. We feel confident. We play four games at home. We're going to beat whoever we play. It really doesn't matter.
Okay,
bring
Frank,
it on, whoever it is.
Frank Viola.
Good job, Frank.
Thanks. What?
We're live, and right now we're talking to the folks in WCCO, and we're the Minnesota Radio Network, all the folks of the Twins fans of Minnesota.
What a great feeling it is. You know, we worked hard all year, but we couldn't have done it without the fan support of Minnesota, and they're the best, and now we just have to keep it going.
Bert Blyleven, would do me a favor, if you will, put these headsets on. Herb Carneal would like to say hello to you. Herb, this is Bert Blyleven.
That's my Dutch Herb. Nephew down there.
That's my
congratulations,
that's my
Bert, to you and the guys.
Thank you very much, Herb.
And that was a tremendous job, of course, yesterday. You've been through a lot, but I know this must be certainly one of the high points of your career, Bert.
Oh, it really is. I'm just really sorry that we didn't do it at home, but we're going to bring a winner home.
All right, let's
we
save
did.
The best for last. Okay, Bert, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bert Blyleven, here's... Here's Timmy Laudner coming by, giving a hug. We'll try to get some more for you. Getting wrapped up in the court. Everybody will be on. Hugs for everybody. Timmy, we're live on WCCO and the Minnesota Radio Network. Say hello to the Twins fans who are celebrating with you tonight.
Hello, everybody. We love you all. Everybody, we love you. This is the most unbelievable thing I've ever been through.
Did you think it'd be anything like this?
It's about 10 times better than I thought it'd be.
All right, congratulations
to you,
Timmy. Everybody is a hero for the Twins. Randy Bush. Hey, Randy. Wheezy. Jim Wiesner. How about a Wheeze hug for John Gordon?
This might be the happiest day of my life.
I'm sure it is. Put these headsets on and talk to Herb Carneal, will you, please?
All right.
Herb Carneal, Jim Wiesner, Twins clubhouse man.
How you doing? Have you drowned yet?
I'm still above water, but I'll tell you, I'm happy as hell. We got that 1 foot on that ladder, and we're going to go right to the top. We're on the first rung, and we're going right up to the top.
Hey, listen, you and I have been through some tough times.
This is the thing.
We were through tough times, but you know, we had some terrible road trips, and we come home, and all the time, win, win, win. We just, we did the job. Tom Kelly kept them there, and we're going. We're going right from here.
I'm with you, Weiss.
All right, pal. God love you. Thank you.
Ken Herbeck of the Minnesota Twins. Say hello to all the folks in Minnesota.
How you doing, everybody? We're having fun. Hope everybody else out there is having fun with us. We're having a great time.
That's the headsets. Herb Carneal. Talk to Ken Herbeck, if you will.
Hey, Herbeck, congratulations. I'll tell you, it's come a long way since 1982, hasn't it?
You ain't kidding, Herb. We had breakfast this morning together, kind of. We talked a little bit about it. We never even brought up about winning the West out here, and we had so much fun out there today. It was great, and just to come in here and celebrate, and I know the people back home are celebrating with us. We're sorry we couldn't win it back there, but I'm sure they feel with us here.
Well, we're talking to Bert Blylevener. Let's save the best for last and do the big thing at home.
I hear that, Herb. We'll be back home, and I know the people will be waiting for us, and we're going to have some fun.
Right, nice going, Herbie. Nice to have you back, kind of healthy anyway.
Great to be back, Herb. Here, we got Mr. Reardon coming here. I'm going to close it out for you.
Okay.
Herb. Thanks, Herb.
How's it taste, baby?
This is Jeff Reardon. I don't know what to say to you. What are you saying right now?
I don't know. I'm so excited right now. The clubhouse is going crazy. This is what I dreamed of when I got traded. Right now, it's the happiest day of my life.
Jeff, you were one of the key players on this ball club that helped to win this Western Division. I know, of course, you don't want to take as much credit as you should take, but you did a heck of a job for the Minnesota Twins this 87 season.
Thanks a lot, John. But, you know, you got 24 guys on a team. If everybody doesn't go out there and do their job, then I can't do my job.
Here's Dan Gladden. Dan Gladden, come on over and say hello to the folks of Minnesota.
Hello, everybody back there. We're bringing it home.
What are your thoughts?
Well, this is what I think we worked all, you know, spring training and all year for, is to be in this position, and here we are, and we're going to enjoy this.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Here's Rick Stelmazik. Stelly, come on over and say hello, folks, to the folks of Minnesota.
How you doing, folks? This is great. Wish you could be here. Yeah. See this. This is really something.
Describe it, if you will, for just one second, all right?
It's a culmination of 7 months of ups and downs, putting it all together, and coming up on top in our division.
All right. Nice going, Stelly.
Thank you.
You know, another thing, too, Stelly, that should be said, the players, of course, they did a great job. Tom Kelly did a great job. But the coaching staff of Tom Kelly also worked very hard. Wayne Terwilliger. Come on in here, Twig. Say hello to the folks back in Minnesota.
Who's Western Michigan playing this week?
I don't think you care. You know that.
Hey, is this sweet?
Yeah, this is really something.
Sweet. Yeah. It's nice to win. It's also nice to win in Texas. Really is.
Uh-huh.
I got a lot of friends here. Tough luck, Texas, baby.
And a way to go. Wayne Terwilliger of the Minnesota Twins, one of the coaches. Here's Doc Martin. Dick Martin, come on over. Say hello to the folks of Minnesota and all the folks listening on WCCO and the Minnesota Network tonight.
This is great. I've been waiting 16 years for this. Just beautiful.
You know, I'll tell you, Dick, you're a behind-the-scenes guy, but you kept a lot of guys healthy during the course of this 1987 season that helped in the stretch drive to win a Western Division pennant.
Well, thank you, but the credit goes to the players, not to me. I just put the Band-Aids on, and they did the play.
All right, here's Al Newman. How about that double play?
I tell you, it's awesome. It was awesome. There's no better feeling. I tell you, it led us to this victory. Let it on last night, but tonight it just carried over, and the team came out and did the job. I'm telling you, it was really great.
All right, nice going, Al. Congratulations to you on a very big year. Come on in here, 4-4. All right.
Was this great?
Oh, boy, I tell you. This is something. Tommy Bernatsky. Tommy. That's sweet. Yeah. What a game, huh?
Unbelievable. Greatest feeling I've ever had in this game of baseball.
Tommy, I want to ask you a question, because in the eighth inning when the Twins were just about to take the lead, Herbeck at third, you were at first, there was an intense moment. There was a quietness of the Twins dugout.
I'll tell you, everybody, since Dan Gladden threw out those two runners in the second inning, that was a big key. Everybody felt it in the clubhouse. Everybody felt it in the field, and we turned it all around, and there was nothing but enthusiasm from that dugout. And we came out and took control. Got some burning stuff in your eyes, John?
Just a little bit. Keep talking.
All right, well, that's it, boy. I feel great. And we kept playing hard.
All right. You know, and then all of a sudden, it was just like you were on the verge of taking the lead in the ball game to win the Western Division title.
You know, we come back, Lombo hits a three-run home run. And it just seemed like every opportunity we had, we got to get away for a little bit. And they had opportunities, and we kept them away. And then all of a sudden, Lombo comes through that big clutch hit. You know, it's the greatest feeling knowing we took the lead.
All right, thanks, Tommy. Keith Atherton, nice going.
Thank you. It's the most exciting moment since I've been playing baseball.
Yeah.
You
know, there isn't anything that relates to it, is there?
No. No, I've been playing the game for 10 years and never won anything. And get traded over here to a Super Bowl club, and we hung in there all year, and we played some hell of a baseball. You know, we just hung in then. We clinched it. That's the main thing.
You know, Keith, there's something that's to be said for the bullpen of the Twins this 1987 season. Jeff Reardon, of course, he did the job, but there's a lot of guys behind him. And I think there was a chemistry that developed in that bullpen with Rick Stelmazek and Dick Sutch, the pitching coach, that you fellas really responded to.
You know, the bullpen took a lot of pride this year. You know, myself, George, you know, everybody, and Juan, Jeff, everybody that was in the bullpen this year, I think we've done a hell of a job for the ball club. And, you know, anytime we got in the ball game, we try to hold it close so we can win the ball game. And, you know, it's been a good year for the whole club.
Okay, congratulations to you. Nice going. Thank you. Let me get Randy Bush. Randy, come over and say hello to the folks of Minnesota. Randy Bush. Oh, boy, I mean to tell you. I'm going to have Randy Bush put these headsets on here, Herb, and you talk to him for just a little bit. Herb Carneal on the headsets.
Hey, Randy. You down
Randy
there?
Randy Bush.
Randy?
Yeah, Herb.
How you doing? Congratulations
good.
To you.
Thank you, Herb.
And, hey, you and I, you know, we're one of the long sufferers going back to 1982. You
That's
came
right.
up that year.
That's right. I tell you, that was a long year. We lost 100 ball games, and people kept telling us to hang in there, that we had the talent, and that we just had to get the experience, and I'm just so happy the way it's all worked out. I just thank God.
Well, you certainly made your contribution, and I thought it was kind of nice tonight that people like Dan Gladden and Lombardozzi played such a big role in tonight's win.
Outstanding. I think it's been a team effort all year, and we've had different guys come through. And sure, we got some stars. We got the Puckets and Gaetti's and Bruno and Herbeck. But, boy, we got some other guys who can do the job, too. And it's just outstanding.
It really has, Randy, and I can't imagine how great you must feel at this time. When did you first think, that you really were going to win this division?
I really think when we came home from the West Coast trip and we were 4-9 on the trip and we fell out of first place and we had a big homestand, we played Oakland 4 games. And Tom Kelly had a team meeting before the first game of the homestand and he said, guys, I'm going to challenge you right now to prove to me that you have the stomach to play in a pennant race. He said, because you haven't showed me yet. And we went out and swept Oakland 4 games in front of 160,000 of our great fans at home. And right then, I felt like there was no doubt we were going to win it. We weren't going to be denied.
Well, as I say, Randy, I know you're happy for yourself and also happy for Tommy Kelly, whom you've known for a long time.
I'm thrilled for him. I honestly, in my heart, do not believe we would have won it without him managing this year. And they picked the right manager. He's done a great job, and I'm just as happy for him as I am for myself.
Well, that's just great, Randy, and let's go get him now in the ALCS.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Here's Kirby Puckett. Puck, your thoughts. Put this on him. That's Herb Kern. Talk to Herb.
Hey, Herb, how you doing, buddy?
All right there, Puck.
All right.
Congratulations to
Thank you.
200 hits. And,
man.
Now we're going after the big game, right?
Oh, yeah, it feels great. I'd like to say hello to my wife, and I'd like to thank her for hanging in there with me, Herb. I've been hard to live with lately, and I just want to tell her I love her.
Well, I don't know. I know you love her, and I don't know if you've been that hard to live with. But listen, it's just been a great season, and talking to Randy Bush, and it really has. I don't like to use that corny phrase, a team effort, but there have been so many guys to contribute this year.
Yeah, TK let everybody get a chance to play, and it's been a great year. He didn't just go with the same guys. He let everybody play on different days, Herb, and guys contributed, and we played our hearts out, and I just thank God that he blessed us like this.
Hey, it must have been a lot of jumping up and down when Lombo hit that home run.
Oh, it was a lot. I jumped up so high I hit my head on the dugouts, and they're real short dugouts. I thought I broke my neck, but I'm just glad that Lombo got the big hit for us. He was the man of the day today, and I'm just glad that we won.
Well, congratulations to you.
Okay. Herb Carneal, Roy.
Way to go, Herbie.
Hey, Roy, how you doing down there?
Well, how do you think I'm doing?
Can it get any better?
I don't want to sound like a commercial, Herb, but it doesn't get any better than this.
Listen, Roy, you were with the Minnesota Twins, of course, once before in your career, and you were traded to them back around 1982, so it's been kind of a long pull for us, hasn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, 9 years with this organization, Herb, and 13 years in the major leagues, I just can't feel any prouder and any happier for this organization. This is where I grew up as a player, and this might be where I ended, and this might be my only chance, and just thank goodness it's with the Minnesota Twins. This is the greatest thing in the world.
Well, you think this is the best team you've ever played for then?
Well, I tell you, we're the division champs. It's got to be.
Yeah, well, now we got to go after those big guys in the other division.
I can't wait. I literally cannot wait. This team can finally get a chance to get off the even keel and play. Oh, that champagne on my head feels so good. Oh, man. Oh, we can play with emotion now in the playoffs, Herb, and that's what we'll be doing.
Well,
I don't mean to spit on you, John Gordon, but I got champagne running down my mouth.
Thanks, like Herbie.
Well, it's like nice to see some of those veterans get in there, too, and be in first place.
Well, veteran or not, this is the greatest thing in the world. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Roy. All right.
Dick Sutch. How you feel?
I feel great. I'm speechless. As usual, I don't have much to say anyway.
Talk to us, will you? Say hello to the folks back in Minnesota on WCCO and the Minnesota Network.
I tell you what, I wish we could have been back there tonight. I just wish we'd have been in the dome tonight. It would have been great. But this is great right now, even better. But just something about yesterday really excited everybody around here. And with all the people that were out in the dome, and it just set us up for today. I don't know. There was no quit in us. And Nuxie went out, pitched great. Juan and Jeff, boy, these guys been doing it all year.
They really have been, Dick, and I want you to talk a little bit about that, because this is a pitching staff that really came together. It's a pitching staff that struggled at times like everybody else did, but when the end came, this pitching staff did the job for the Minnesota Twins.
Well, they were much maligned all year. You know, everybody in the league wants to try and hit at our pitching staff. And the thing about our staff is they got a lot of character and they got a lot of pride. And they hung together. They stayed on that same level. They went out every day and did the best they could do. You just can't say enough. They never got down. You know, all the bad things that were happening to them at times, you know, it's a streaky game, and they never got down, and they just performed great.
Well, I'll tell you what, much of the credit for that pride and that chemistry and the job that they did goes to one Dick Sutch, the pitching coach of Minnesota Twins.
Nice. Thanks, John. I'm glad I'm a part of it.
We are, too. Nice going. You know who I got to get? I got to get tonight's hero, Steve Lombardozzi. We'll talk to him in just a moment, and we'll have an opportunity to talk to him. Everybody at the moment standing by. Here, Herb Carneal. Talk to Sal Butera. That's Herb Carneal.
Hey, Herb, how you doing?
All right. We're all doing pretty good tonight, huh?
Oh, this is outstanding. You can't believe it. Going back to 81 and 82 and then coming back here like this, oh, it's fantastic. Hey,
you picked the right team to team up with this year, Sal.
Hey, how does Cincinnati do tonight, Herb?
You got any stock tips?
Yeah, really.
Hey, it was nice to have you back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah,
too.
It was really good. Joe threw a hell of a ball game for us, kept us in a game, and Lombo pulled it out for us and turned finished it up.
Sal, I thought it was really kind of a gritty performance by Joe Niekro.
Well, the first inning, he was pushing his knuckleball a little bit, got everything in the dirt a little bit. We came out, made a little adjustment. He made an adjustment on his arm delivery, and from there on in, he had a hell of a knuckleball the rest of the game.
Yeah, and those two plays in the second inning, I think that kind of pumped you up a little bit.
It really did. It really did. Herbie made a hell of a play at first base and took us out of an inning, and from there we just we got the home run by Lombo, kept us in the game. We knew we were going to win.
Well, Sal, congratulations. You're one of the guys who's paid your dues in your career, and I know it's just great to be with a winner, isn't it?
It certainly is. Boy, now this is only the first step. We got two more to go.
You're right. Let's go after the big guys.
I hear you. Thanks, Herbie.
The rookie, Gene Larkin.
Your hand's dry, man.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's my first year in the American League, and I'm in the freaking playoffs. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable.
You know,
feeling, can't beat it.
Gene, you made a contribution. You got to feel happy about that.
Oh, man, these guys have been great for me. When I came up, they really took me into their arms, man. I'm just happy to contribute, and we're the best in the West. You can't beat that right now.
You sure can. Good luck to you,
Thank
Gene.
You, John.
Thanks for coming by. All right, hey. Steve Lombardozzi. Yeah. Excuse me, just one
All
second.
Right.
Tonight's hero, this is Herb Carneal.
Are we on live?
Yes, sir.
Is this Memorex?
Yeah.
We're on live.
Herb Carneal.
Lombo.
All right, wait a minute.
Steve Lombardozzi, Herb.
Put the headset on.
Yeah, you got it on.
So
you're ready.
All right.
You came out there smoking tonight.
Oh, what a great feeling. What a great feeling.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks a lot.
We talked about the... that other home run in Seattle you hit earlier this year that helped pull the game out for us, and I know this one was probably a little bigger than that.
Oh, this has got to be the biggest day of my life to be able to come through like this.
Lombo, how about in the eighth inning when you got that base hit to the opposite field?
Oh, it's just, I tell you, TK just stuck with me in that situation and let me go to the plate, and that just gave me more confidence, and especially hitting against Russell. I think I'm 0 for lifetime against him, and it just came through against him. I just can't explain the thrill, the excitement of coming through like that.
When you caught that ball by Petrolli in the ninth inning, knew the double play was coming up, you must have been on, had both feet off the ground for a few seconds.
Well, you know what I was going to do? I was almost going to try and let the ball drop and then give the feed to Gags and then let him turn the double play. But out of the corner of my eye, I could see that he was off the bag, so I caught it and made the throw.
Well, congratulations to you, Lombo, for a great year, and we still got a way to go, but it's going to be exciting.
All right, thanks a lot, Herb. Herb.
Yeah. Yeah, John.
This is Gary Gaetti, the G-Man, Herb Kerneal.
Dr. Crank.
Hey, Herb.
How you doing there, partner?
Oh, how do you think I'm doing?
Hey, you started your career right here with the Twins in this ballpark.
Hey.
Yeah, it's a little different in those days, though, wasn't it?
Well, at that time, you know, I was just excited to be here. But this ballpark in particular is pretty special to me. It's nice that we could clinch it here.
What are your feelings about the season? Did you honestly, we only won 71 games last year, Gary. Did you honestly feel right from the start that we were going to win this thing? I did. I thought that things were going to really gel for us, and they certainly did.
Well, I agree. If you read the papers this winter, I knew if they hired Tom Kelly, I just thought he would be the guy to bring the team together. And they made some good acquisitions, and they made the right trades, and it worked. I mean, what can you say?
Well, you've had a great year, and now we've still got a ways to go, though. We've got to win that ALCS and get to the World Series.
Well, I'll tell you another thing we don't want to do. We don't want to lose the rest of our games just because we clinched it tonight.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. We want to keep playing good ball and keep the guys sharp for the playoffs. So,
we were talking about that earlier. You know, you don't want to have any kind of a letdown here
because
you still got five games to play, and you want to go in there sharp for
that's
the ALCS.
Yeah, you got to keep the arms going the way they've been going. You can't really let them be too strong come playoff time. And, you know, you don't want to sit the guys out and, you know, have them, if they're hot, lose their stroke and all those kind of things. But you don't want to get anybody hurt unnecessarily. So we're just going to, I think we just got to keep doing what we're doing, you know. I mean, I'm going to look forward to playing again tomorrow.
Yeah, the guys, including yourself, Gary, you're not looking forward to playing either Blue Jays or the Tigers as a preference, are you?
No, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
It's not going to matter.
Well, congratulations to you. You've had a great year already, and let's hope there's more to come.
Okay, Herb. Take it easy, buddy.
All right.
We did it.
See you later.
I don't know what else we can do here. The celebration continues, and it will continue, I'm sure, through the wee hours of the morning. The Twins are the Western Division champions of the American League. Anything else, Herb?
No, it really isn't. I've never had any doubt that the Twins are going to win this thing. A couple of the guys here earlier, I think the turning point was when we came back from that road trip. We had that long two-week road trip. We won only four and lost nine. And the last game out there, we lost to Oakland, and they got into first place by about a percentage points. But then we came home and had a real hot stand at home and have been in first place. And I just haven't had any doubt but that this is the best team in the Western Division. And I think the club has the ability to go all the way. I'll be... As I said before the season, I'd be disappointed if the Twins didn't win this year. And I really think they've got a great shot at getting into the World Series. What's happening down there to you?
All right, here's Rick Renick once again. Put on the headset and talk to Herb Kerneal, will you? Rick Renick of the Minnesota Twins, third base coach.
Hello, Herb.
Hey, Rick.
Oh,
congratulations to you. And I'm really happy for you and the coaches because I really feel that you guys work so hard and you're deserving of this divisional championship.
Well, I'll tell you, Herb, everybody just worked very extremely hard this year, all of the coaches and the players, and we had a goal at the beginning of spring training to be right where we are now, and it's so gratifying. I just can't tell you how much I'm so proud of this team and just being a part of it.
Well, you've been around a long time, not as long as I have, but still a long time, and I know this has got to be a high point for you, Rick.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a high point. I'm so happy for everyone in the organization. What a great place to play in Minnesota.
Well, Gary Gaetti made a good point. Now we've got five games left to play, and it's kind of a fine line between keeping everybody sharp and you don't want to get anybody hurt either.
Absolutely. We want to play... these next five games as well as we can, but we don't want to get anyone hurt. We want to get ready for the ball. I just got a kiss from Ken Herbeck. Oh, what a night. This is going to be a fun night, Herb.
Yeah.
Okay, Rick. Well, again, congratulations to you, and we'll see you a little later.
Thank you very much.
Tony, put on the headsets here. Tony Oliva, Herb Kerneal.
Tony there?
Yes.
Hey, Tony, congratulations to you.
Oh, thank God. I love that beautiful boys.
And, hey, this takes you back a little while to go back around to 1969 or 1970.
Oh, yes. That's a nice memory. Then and now, you know, I feel like the same way I feel in those days. And I feel like I'm a little kid again.
Well, Tony, this has been, I think, a typical winning ball club because there have been so many different guys who have helped the team to win this year. You haven't had to depend on two or three guys.
You're right. This is why I said in the past, this is why I said right now, to win a pennant, they take a little guy to do the little things and not depend always for the big guys. And this would be great. I like Loma Dos tonight. He got the big hit for us in both times, and we win the ball game. This is what I take it to be a winning.
You know, I've had a couple of doubting Thomases that people tell me, say, they'll say, I hope we don't play Toronto, or I hope we don't play Detroit. We don't do well against them. But I think this Minnesota Twins team has the talent and the ability to compete with anybody. That is my honest feeling.
You're right. That's my feeling, too. The people sometimes, you know, they always... They keep the East Division top of the West Division. We are the underdog. But we can beat anybody. We beat Detroit before. We beat Toronto before. I don't care who we play in a playoff. I think we got the same chance the other team has to beat the Toronto or Detroit.
Well, Tony, I know you have a great feeling because you won those clubs that when you won... divisional titles and in the World Series and all that, and it's been a long dry spell though, and it's just great to be on top again.
Yes, it's great for me because I've been with Minnesota all my life.
Yep.
And I think all these fans in Minnesota is the best in the world, and you know, this thing is saying the City 9 and 7, and it's like a big family. This is the reason we're winning.
Well, congratulations to you, and let's go get those Tigers of the Blue Jays, Tony.
Okay, we're ready.
Laurel Priebe, a behind-the-scenes guy. How you feel?
Oh, man, pass the soap, John.
You know, you've followed this ball club all season long, and your favorite line all season long is John Gordon, Herb Carneal, John Rooney, Harmon Killebrew. What's your perspective of the ball club?
That's right. What is it right now, John?
I'm asking you that question.
I like what I say.
Laurel, congratulations to you. You know, it's been hard work all season long, and it certainly has been worth it. And I know, of course, you're extremely happy. And speaking for all the Minnesota Twins, all the people of the Twins who have worked just as hard as the players have.
I tell you, you know, you work all year, as you say, to get to this point. And to get here, knowing how hard it is, and many teams are
secretary in the league.
I pay him a lot of money to say that. I mean, it's hard to describe the feeling, but it sure... gives it a lot more impetus to work for this in the future.
All right, thanks, Laurel. Hey, Tommy, Tom Kelly. I think it's only fitting that we ask Tom Kelly to close out our locker room celebration. You've had 15, 20 minutes or so to enjoy all of this now. Have you collected your thoughts?
Well, we had to make some arrangements for our pitching staff. We changed some things around, and Dick Sutch and I had previewed a little bit before the game what we might do if we happen to win tonight. And so we made our adjustments in our pitching, and now we can worry about a lineup tomorrow sometime. But we'll have some fun tonight, enjoy it, and then we'll get back to work tomorrow.
Okay. Tommy, all season long you remained unflappable to the media, to anything that came up during the course of the season, a win streak, a losing streak. You treated everything the same from your original statement of spring training to have fun in this 1987 season.
Well, I thought that was the only way to go. The ball club needed a new direction, and Andy McPhail did a great job of getting me some good players. It made my job a lot easier, and we took them one at a time, did the best we could day in and day out, and the hard work paid off. So we're real happy that things went good for the Minnesota Twins organization in 1987.
The heartiest congratulations from all of the Twins fans who are listening on WCCO and in Minnesota, all over the Midwest, on this celebration.
Thanks very much, John, and hopefully we'll get back home now, and we'll give the Tigers or the Blue Jays a good go.
Okay, Tom Kelly, let's close it off, Herb. We'll take it back upstairs to you. I'll be up in just a little bit. We'll do it. Oh! Tom Kelly just got a Bill Parcells Gatorade bath here, so that's the fitting end to the celebration in the locker room. We'll do a post-game report. Why not, right, Herb?
All right.
Okay, we'll see you in just a little bit, all right?
Okay, and just for the sake of the record, Kansas City lost that game to Seattle tonight by a score of 5-1. So the Minnesota Twins winning here tonight by a score of 5-3 over the Texas Rangers to go in there head first, as it were, to clinch the Western Division title.